My name is Father John Hollowell, and this is Peace on Earth. And so today we are celebrating, actually, or getting ready for the first Sunday of Advent. In our first reading, we hear, this litany of woes. You know, we are like polluted rags. All of our deeds are wicked, and so on and so forth. And I think it's important just to recognize, first of all, our sinfulness. You know, I think a lot of times the world kind of celebrates sin. And so, again, I think it's just important as we begin this Advent journey to recognize that we are actually in need of a Savior. I think so often our culture today tells us that we are our own Savior, or you know, technology is our Savior, or something along those lines. So, again, I think as we begin this Advent journey, I think it's just important to recognize that we are in need of a Savior. A lot of parishes had Advent penance services and so forth. And so, again, I think Advent is a particular time, as is Lent, but to just kind of recognize, our need for a Savior. And then our psalm response actually talks about, Lord, let us make us turn to you, right? So it's the psalm of David is actually praying that God will make us turn to him. And so, again, I think that is, again, an acknowledgement of our sin. And so then in the gospel, Jesus says to watch because we do not know when the master will return. We do not know the day or the hour. I think one of the reasons that we should be watchful is that there's a church father that said that if Jesus told us the day and the hour that he would come, that because he knows that we are so prone to be falling into sin through concupiscence, and is that we would probably, most of us would just sin and sin grievously and then seek out a priest right at the end of time. So I think that's wrong for two reasons. A, we don't know when we'll die. First of all, we might not make it till the end of the world. But then the other and more important reason that the church father says is that that understanding of sin as being good and pleasurable is actually a complete lie, right? The devil wants us to think that sin is fun, but then once we do it, obviously he's telling us that we're the worst people on earth. God knows that not only will when we follow his laws will we find peace in heaven, but his laws actually lead to our happiness here on earth. And so again, I think it's really important to understand like that healthy and proper notion of what it means to follow God's teachings, whether they're through the Bible or through the church or So anyway, I think it's just a beautiful thing to understand that when we follow God's laws, we are actually not only happier in heaven, but you're also infinitely happier here on earth. And so again, there are a lot of other questions for you guys to be discussing down below this video. And again, know of my prayers for all of you, and please pray for me. God bless.